Crypto funds bleed $414 million in first outflows in 5 weeks. 5 consecutive weeks of inflows into digital asset investment products ended last week. Investors pulled $414 million net, according to CoinShares data published March 30, reversing a $2.2 billion accumulation streak that had been the longest since early February. Bitcoin products lost $194 million. Ether products lost $222 million. Total assets under management across tracked funds fell to $129 billion, a level CoinShares head of research James Butterfield described as broadly comparable to April 2025 during the initial phase of Trump's tariffs. The streak ends at 5 weeks. The previous 4 weeks had seen consistent net buying across Bitcoin and Ether products, with cumulative inflows totaling $2.2 billion. That streak coincided with BTC recovering from mid-February lows and institutional allocations picking up after Morgan Stanley launched its MSBT Bitcoin ETF at the lowest fee in the market. Last week broke the pattern. Spot Bitcoin ETFs alone bled $296 million. Ether ETFs lost $206.6 million, their second consecutive week in the red, extending a drawdown that has pushed ETH fund flows to negative $273 million year to date, the weakest of any tracked asset. Short Bitcoin products saw $4 million in inflows, a small but directionally significant bet that some investors are positioning for further downside. Three macro pressures converging. The reversal traces back to three forces that stacked on top of each other. Inflation expectations shifted. The March PCE print came in hotter than consensus, and market pricing for the June FOMC meeting pivoted from rate cuts to a possible rate hike. That repricing rippled through risk assets broadly. But crypto, which had rallied partly on rate cut optimism, took a concentrated hit. Iran tensions escalated. Middle East uncertainty returned to front pages, adding a geopolitical risk premium that historically pushes capital toward cash and short-duration bonds, not speculative assets. Bitcoin's digital gold narrative has not reliably held during acute geopolitical stress. As of March 30, BTC sits at $60,439, up just 1.3% over 24 hours. The Fear and Greed Index reads 27, firmly in fear territory. Tariff anxiety lingers. Butterfield's comparison to April 2025 AUM levels is pointed. That month marked the onset of broad-based trade policy uncertainty, and crypto funds saw sustained redemptions that took months to fully reverse. The current $129 billion AUM figure suggests institutional conviction has thinned to a similar degree. Asset-by-asset breakdown. Bitcoin's $194 million outflow is notable because BTC year-to-date inflows remain positive at $964 million. The asset is still net positive for 2026, but last week's redemptions ate into a buffer that looked comfortable just 2 weeks ago. Ether's $222 million loss is more concerning in context. With ETH ETF outflows now running 8 straight days, and year-to-date flows at negative $273 million, institutional appetite for ETH exposure has turned structurally negative. ETH traded at $2,053 as of March 30th, up 2.7% on the day, but still down from $2,400 levels seen in early March. Solana products lost $12.3 million. XRP was the lone bright spot, pulling in $15.8 million in net inflows, potentially driven by ongoing Ripple-related regulatory optimism after Ripple joined Singapore's central bank sandbox. What happens when institutions pull back? When fund flows reverse, it does not always mean prices follow immediately. But the sequence matters. The $2.2 billion inflow streak had been supporting bid-side liquidity in spot Bitcoin ETFs, which now account for a meaningful share of daily BTC trading volume. When those flows dry up or reverse, the marginal buyer that has been propping up price discovery disappears. The last time crypto fund AUM hit $129 billion in April 2025, Bitcoin was trading around $62,000. It took until late June to recover to $70,000. The current macro setup, with rate hikes priced in rather than cuts, may make a repeat recovery timeline optimistic. For crypto card users, the practical implication is straightforward. If you are holding BTC or ETH as a spending balance, the purchasing power of that balance has been under pressure for most of Q1. Bitcoin is on track for its worst quarter since 2018, and stablecoin-funded cards that avoid this volatility look increasingly attractive in environments like this.